So yesterday we discussed Yakir, and we saw two Mekairis in Taisis for the din of Yakir. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that the din of Yakir is not just to determine which son is the Bechor, but also Benizeh ben Gusha, ben Chalutza, or Benizeh Mamzer. And how did Rabbi Yehuda learn that? So the Rav Eliyahu Miparir said he learned it from Esbechor ben Astua Yakir. Ben Astua means Snua Ba'aveira. So Yakir is going back both on Bechor and also on if the Snua Ba'aveira, so the children, let's say a Kohen with a Grusha, a Kohen with a Yisrael with a Mamzeres, or with an Erva. So Yakir is going back on both of those. And Tosis rejected that, and therefore Tosis said that we learn it from Mimela, we learn it from the din of Yakir by Bechor. Because if the father will say that the youngest child is really the Bechor, that means implicit in what he's saying is that the older children are really not his children, his wife was Mizane, and therefore the other children are Mamzerim. We're going to believe him on that. We believe the youngest child is really his Bechor, right? He gets Pishnayim, and the other children, the older children, are really not his children, and therefore they are Mamzerim. So too, Tosis says, he'll be Neman to say, Benizeh ben Grusha, or ben Chalutza. Right? That's the limud that we extrapolate from that case. The Rashbam in Bava Basra has a different marker for this. The Rashbam in Bava Basra says it's a svara. Svara hu midichtiv Yakir, mali bechor, mali ledova achir. Yakir means the Torah gave nemonis to the father, that instead of requiring two edim, the father is the equivalent of two edim. So just like he has nemonis on bechora, that he gets pishnayim, so too he'll have nemonis to say Benizeh ben Grusha ben Chalukah. Rashbam learns it's a svara. It's a svara. Torah gives him nemonis, like Edim, so too he has nemonis to say Benizeh mamzeh, Benizeh ben Grusha uben Chalutza. However, there seems to be a big machlokes between our Tosfos and the Shilte Giborim in the name of the Riyaz. Because in Kedushin, the Riyaz says that the father is Neman to say Benizeh ben Grusha is a mamzer. That what's that case that he's Neman to say my son is a mamzer? How does the Riyaz learn that? What's the yisod of the Riyaz? It has to be what? His son, a psul, but it's his son. He's only Neman if he says it's my son. But my son is Pasul. My son is a Ben Grusha. My son is a Mamzer. Right? But if he'll say, it's not my son, and therefore he's a Mamzer, he's not going to be Neman. So he says, the case of Benizeh Mamzer is when the father says, the wife that I married was an Erva, and I didn't recognize it until now. I didn't realize she was an Erva to me until now. Right? And therefore the children I had from her are mamzerim. They are my children, right? But the children are mamzerim. Or a kohen says Benizeh ben Grusha ben Chalutza, he's going to be neman. But if he says they're not my children, well, if he would say this, you think this is my child? He's really not my child. My wife was mizaneh, and the child is some other man, and he's a mamzer. He won't be neman. It's only Benizeh. So Bechor ben Atznua Yakir teaches us that if he says, this is my child, but my child has a certain psul, he's going to be Neman. But if he says, it's not my child, and therefore he's posel as a mamzer, he's not going to be Neman. So it seems, that's one point. He makes a number of very important points. He also says that the Nemanus of Yakir is only by the father, not by the mother. The mother has no Nemanus, no special Nemanus on the status of the children. It's a gzeres hakosu by the father. So it seems that, and one other point the Riyaz makes is that in the same way that he's going to be Neman to say this son is a Bechor or this son is a Posel, is a Mamzer, He's also Neman to tell us the age of his son. How do we know when the son becomes a gadol? When he's 13 years old, right? If we don't have a birth certificate, if we can rely on that according to halacha, if the father says that my son, this is my son's birthday, he was born 13 years ago, so the father is going to be, he's going to be Neman. He's going to be Neman. Otherwise, unless you have two Edim, but you're usually not going to have two Edim who are going to remember the birth of the son. So the father says, he is 13 years old, or she is 12 years old. They are a gadol. And therefore, the Gemara says in Kiddushin that a father is Neman to say, Benizeh ben yugimel shana, bitizo yud bas yud be shana, le'inyin isurim, le'inyin hektish, le'inyin charomim, right? Le'inyin nedorim, he's going to be believed. But not le'inyin makas ve'einshin, not to give an einish. Nemonis of Yakir, and the Riaz is learning that this is a nemonis of Yakir, to say the age, because anything that has to do with the birth of the son, right, he has, the Torah gave him that nemonis, not only in terms of saying he's a bechor, the status of the son, he's a bechor, or he's an apostle, but to say when he was born, he's also going to be nemon, based on Yakir. That's the Riyad. But the Yakir doesn't work to give him an Oynish. In other words, based on the father says he's a Godol, and then he goes ahead and he eats treif, we're not going to give him Malkus. Not for Malkus or for Oynishin. Therefore, that you need real Eidus. So the it seems that there is a Machlokes between our Tosfos and the Riyaz. Because according to our Tosfos, the father is then one to say, he's not my son. He's not my son, and therefore he's a mamzer. Because when he says about the youngest son, that he's the bechor, mimela, he's implicit in that statement, is that these older children are not my children. They are mamzerim, and he's going to be Neman on that. That's the whole mocker, according to Tosis. So he is, and the Riaz would disagree with that. The Riaz would say, no, he would not be Neman to say, the youngest son is really the Bechor, and all the older children are not my children, and therefore they are mamzerim. He would not be believed on that. And we're talking here about the chiddush of. So we have an important machlokes here between Tosis and the Riaz of how far the din of Yakir extends. According to Tosis, Yakir is to say he's not my son, and therefore he's a mamzer. According to the Riaz, he only has nemons to say he is my son and he's a mamzer, not to say he's not my son and therefore he's a mamzer. And according to the Chachomim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda Bichlal. Chachomim say eino nemon, right? He's not, the father is not nemon. Father is not meant to say ben gusho ben chalutzo, right? He's also not neman to say benizeh bechor. So what is Yakir according to Rabbi Yehuda? So that's the Tosfos of Rosh really quotes a Gemara. It's Gemara in Kiddushin and the Bava Basra. The Gemara says if the Chachomim say that he's not going to be neman, so what do they do with the pasuk of Yakir? So the Gemara answers the pasuk of Yakir is bitzori chakora. Bitzori chakora. What does that mean? Bitzori chakora. Let me just finish this. Bitzori chakora. What does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda says that the father is neman to say that the youngest son is the bechor, even though there's a chazoka, it was muchsok that the oldest son was the bechor. In other words, there was a chazoka where everyone thought that the oldest son was the bechor. Comes along the father and says against that chazoka. Says no, he's not the bechor. The youngest son is the bechor. Right? That's the din of Yakir according to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, even against the Chazoka, the Chachomim disagree with that. They say, no, he's not going to be believed against the Chazoka. If there's a Chazoka that everyone thought that the oldest son is the Bechor, the father is not Neman to undermine that Chazoka. So what's the din of Yakir when he says he's Neman to say that his son is the Bechor? Tzori Chakora. What do you mean Tzori Chakora? If a father comes from Medina Sayom, right, with children, and nobody knows the ages of the children, right? Who's the Bechor, who's not the Bechor. So then the father is going to be Neman to say that this one is the Bechor, right? There's no Chazok, he's not, He's not saying against the chazaka. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's neman to say Yake gives him a nemanis even against the chazaka. According to Chachamim, he has no nemanis against the chazaka. Right? He only will have nemanis when there is no chazaka. We don't know anything about the ages of the children, who's the bechor, who's not the bechor. He came from a foreign country, so then he's going to be neman. That's the sheet of the Chachamim. That's what the Gemara says. Yes.
I mean that's how Rashi explains the Tzara HaKira, but under Inu Neman he says that Absul HaKaimi, about Inu Bechor HaPliti, he says that Rashi in Kedushin says that Rabbi Yehuda HaKam don't argue with regard to the Chor, they only argue with regard to the Psul, but then he explains the Tzara HaKira like that. But okay, you have to see the Rashbam and Bava Basa says this, that it's
When it's muhsok. I mean, and that's the machlokes between them. They have a machlokes on Bechori as well. I have to check that Rashi there. Yes.
So Tosus explains how Yakir works for Mamzer, but how does Yakir work for other psalim?
Ben Gush Ben Chalutza?
No, but like, meaning Mamzer, he explains because you identify the youngest one.
We extrapolate from there.
Oh, because
he's Neman to passel his child as a Mamzer, he's also Neman to passel his child as a Ben Gush Ben Chalutza. Right? That's the. that Tosus says we extrapolate from that halach. Okay, the Gemara said in Ravina, that the din of Yakir, right? It's not just Ravina actually. It's the in the din of Yakir. Ravina applies it over here by Gersha Amak Diskeyarti Beni Levenatzmi Neman Atol Lisa Lasatzmecha V'Yeto Neman Lisa Lasbanecha. So Ravina learns that the pshad is, if he has grandchildren, there is a din of Yakir. He will be Neman on Yakir. But if he has grandchildren, there's no din of Yakir. Right? And everyone agrees to that. And the way Tosus explains that is, as long as there are grandchildren, you're not even Neman on the sons. Right? Because the din of Yakir was only on that you have Nemonis, the father's Nemonis, to testify about the sons, but not beyond that, not another generation. And once if he would testify about the sons, so that would affect the next generation. So therefore, since he doesn't have nemanis for the next generation, for grandchildren, he can't have nemanis on the sons. And that's how the Riaz actually explains that. The Riaz says, Imheminosa Torah al-Bonav l'amino al-Bnei Bonav. Right? The Torah never gave him nemanis on the grandchildren. And therefore, if he has grandchildren, he's not even neman on his children. Right? There is a Me'iri who has a tremendous chiddush in the Me'iri. What's the chiddush of the Me'iri? Future children will be possible. It's only the children that he had already will not be possible. In the din of Yakir. In the din of Yakir, the din over here by Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Sura by the Goy, right? By the case of the Goy, when he says Nemanato Lifsol Esatzvacha Yato Neman Lifsol Esbanecha, that means any children that you had already will not be possible, right? According to Tosfos, the psul is Akum Habo Al Bas Yisrael, the children of Mamzerim, Rabbi Yehuda holds. So the any children you had already will not be possible. But future children, after we say, Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Sura, that you're going to be Neman on yourself, that you're a guy, any children that you have afterwards are going to be possible. Right? So Tosfos would disagree with this. Tosfos says, the din of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Sura only affects him. That he has certain chumrin, certain isurim. It cannot affect the bas koyin. If he has beer with a bas koyin, she will not become possible. So to any children he had and children that he will have, will not be possible. Because it's shavya anafshei chaticha disur. He only has nemonas vis-a-vis himself, not vis-a-vis anyone else. But the Me'iri is saying a tremendous chiddush, right? That he will have nemonas vis-a-vis future children, and therefore the Chayyur according to the Me'iri, and let's say he'll have after this, after it was a Shavya Nafshe, and he has beer with a Bas Koyen, right? Beer with a Bas Koyen, he will passel her as well. Because that's a Teitzor, that's a consequence. And so let me just finish this. So the Birchas Avraham points out very, very, very insightfully that the in terms how did the Meiri understand Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disur? If it's only B'Toras Neder, it can only create Isurin on himself, right? It can't affect children that he's going to have. And even if you learn that it's a din of Nemonis, right? But it's a Nemonis only Legabe himself, not Legabe Acherim, so then it shouldn't affect the future children that he has. Must be, according to the Meiri, that it's a Nemonos Gemura on himself. In other words, he has a full-fledged Nemonos vis-a-vis himself, and therefore it becomes like Ischazik, just like the Rambam said. If an Eid Echel will testify, this is Chelev, becomes Ischazik, Chazoka, that this is Chelev, and therefore anyone who eats it will be Chayiv Malkis. So too over here. He has Nemonos Gemura vis-a-vis himself, that what is his din? His din is the din of a is the din of a guy, right? In other words, other people, he doesn't have nemonis legabi the whole world, but vis-a-vis himself, he has nemonis gemura, and therefore it's like ischazik. He's ischazik to be a guy. He's considered now to be a guy because he had nemonis that he's a guy, and therefore mikan lahaba, he's ischazik. So if he'll have children afterwards, they are going to be posel. If he'll have bia with a baskoyin, she will be posel. Whatever he had before, those children will be kosher, because he doesn't have nemonas gemura legavi kol ha'olam. Right? If two edim would come and say that he's a goy, so that means all the children that he had before also will be posel, because they have nemonas gemura legavi everyone. But he only has Nemonas Gemura Legabi himself, so he can. So now, once he establishes a chazaka, now other people are going to be also because he's established as a chazaka that he's a guy. So any children that he has afterwards, or anything, if he has bia with a bas kain, she is going to be apostle against Tosis, right? Against Tosis and the pashtus of all the rishonim who disagree with this, and they say, and sure, future children will be kosher, and Bas Koyin is going to be kosher. Bas Koyin is not only if he had beer with a Bas Koyin beforehand, she'll be kosher, but even if I have beer with a Bas Koyin afterwards, she'll also be kosher according to Tosis, but not according to the Meiri. Now the Meiri, the Meiri at the end of this piece brings down another pshat. In the scenario, in the case, right? We had different explanations. What was the case over here that if we would believe he's a goy, then the children would be posel, right? So Tosis learned, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Akum Abo Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer, like Rabbi Akiva, right? The Ravid learned, it was he and his wife both came, and they were both Gerim, and they said that... Right, niskayarti beini leveinatzmi, myself and my wife, the whole geiris was not a valid geiris. We're really goyim, and therefore the children would be goyim if we would believe him that he and his wife are really goyim. The Meiri brings down a third shot. Right? Anybody see this third shot? What is the third shot? He's megaya with the kids, and he said that the geiris, my geiris and the kids' geiris, right, was not a valid geiris, and therefore they are goyim, right? Therefore they are goyim. So we don't believe him, vis-a-vis the kids, right? But if we would believe him, then the children would be goyim. What's the problem? The Meiri, the Tosafot Chacham Kamoi also learns this pshat. What's the problem the Meiri has with this pshat? There's a problem. He says, can't be pshat in the Gemara. What?
What are the halavim that need to be believed?
What? Believed on what?
On their...
In an action. It's not talking about status, we're just talking about them, whether or not they did years. So the father doesn't have
Nemonis for... The father would not have Nemonis of Yakir. Right? He couldn't have Nemonis of Yakir. If he says that I was Megaya, my children were Megaya separately, right? That means they're no longer his children. Geshen is gaya kikotin shenoy ladomi, right? In order to have nemonis of Yakir, right, it has to be that he is the father. Right? He's the father. The Torah says the father has nemonis. So over here, he's certainly not the father because he's saying that they were Megayir separately and Kekot and Shenoy Ladomi, so there's no Kesher, there's no Yichus anymore between them. And I think even according to the Riaz, that he's Nemon, to say my children, that these are not my children, right? These are not my children. That's only if we assume they were his children, and now he's saying they're not my children. They're not my children, and then because my wife was Mizane. But in the case where he says I was Megayir, my children were Megayir separately. So then, based on that Gerus, there's no relationship between them. So there's no din. There would be no din of Yakir at all. No din of Yakir at all. And that's the kind. But the Gemara asked if we should say Yakir. Gemara only says we don't say Yakir because Ein Eidus LiYakov. Right? Because he's saying he's a goy. But otherwise, there could have been the possibility of Yakir. Yakir is only a father, right? When there's a relationship between the father and the children, then there's a din of Yakir.
How is it a bigger chiddush than to say that if the kids are mizim, the father is a different father? As long as your muchak is his kids, you should be fine.
Over here, they're not even muhsak as his kids now, because if they were Megayah, we assumed, we assumed all along that they were Megayah separately, right? And now he's just saying the Geirus was not valid. But they were Megayah separate. 5 years ago, they were Megayah. He was Megayah, and he had, these weren't children that were born to him after he was Megayah. These were children he had when he was a guy. And then they were Megayah separately. So we know that they're not his children. And now suddenly, he's saying, oh, you should know, my Geirus was not good, their Geirus was not good. Right? It was without a Bezdin. Right? So they're not his children. He stopped saying about kids who are biologically his children, but halachically they're not his children. That was clear. Yes. He's quoting a pshat to figure out what would the nafgamina be if we believed him, about that he's really a goy, right? We had Tosis has his pshat, Ravid has his pshat, and Iri quotes another pshat. That they were Megayah separately, and if we believed him, that the Geirus was without Bezdin, right? So then he's saying about the children that the Geirus was without Bezdin as well, and therefore they're Goyim. But you're only Neman to say your Geirus was without Bezdin, you're not going to be Neman to say their Geirus was without Bezdin. But then the Kasha is, but how can what's the Havamina to say that there's even a din of Yakir?
That's
not even a Havamina. There shouldn't even be a Havamina to say there's a din of Yakir. Right. Yeah.
Maybe even if you don't say that it's a din of Yakir, the reason that the kids would not be possible is because if the father's gears wasn't good, so we can't say Nichol my David of Buam.
No, maybe they're Gedolim. We don't know that they're Ketanim. Maybe they're Gedolim. They were Megayah by themselves. What? Well, he's not going to be Neman on them. But if he would have been Neman, So, yeah, a father's Neman on his son. If the son is a god, if there's a din of Yakir and the son is 18 years old and he says, this one is my Bechor, so then, yeah, he's Neman. It's not only on Ketan. the Shulchan Aruch, in paskening this halacha niskayarti beini levein atzmi, quotes the Rambam. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says that if someone was muchsok as a Yisrael, halacha yudalev, page 46, he's muchsok as a Yisrael niskayarti beini levein, and he says niskayarti beini levein atzmi yesh lo bonim einu nemon ala bonim nemon ala atzmi shavi nafshei chaticha yisur. Interesting, the loshen of the Shulchan Aruch is L'shavye nafshei, not anafshei. Okay, whether that makes a difference. Shemishkop holds it's a different principle, but Pashtus he means L'shavye anafshei chaticha disura. Le'yose b'vas Yisrael at sheyitbol bifnei bezdin. Right? So what does he have to do? Shavya nafshi chaticha disura. Right? We're going to say you have the isurim of a goy. You're not allowed to marry a bas yisrael achi yitbol bebezdin. You're saying your gay original gay was without bezdin. Now you have to do it over again in front of the bezdin. So Rabbi Kivega asks a kasha. Right? It says achi the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch say achi yitbol bebezdin. Why shouldn't he have to do a hatofas dambris in bezdin as well? Right? Because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Mila also needs bezdin. Right? Shulchan Aruch paskins that Mila needs bezdin as well. So if he's saying my geiris was without bezdin, means he's saying the Mila was without bezdin and the Tvila was out without bezdin. Niskayarti beinila veinatzmi. So why shouldn't he have to do a hatofas dambris in bezdin? So he says Hayein Sefer Share Torah. I don't know where that is, how to find that, have no idea. But Har Tzvi answers this kasha. He also asked the kasha. And the Har Tzvi gives a very interesting answer. Har Tzvi wants the answer that he says, Rabbi Kivega asked the kasha. He says that he's really musak as a ger, right? But there's a shavya anafshe chaticha di isura that he's a goy. Shavya nafshe chaticha di isura means that he takes on isurim, right? It's only chaticha di isura. Certain chumres and isurim of being a goy are going to apply to him. So we're machmir on him that you're a goy and you have to do tefillah over again to marry a bas Yisrael. Otherwise, you're not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. But by hatofas dambris, if it's, we're not saying that he has total nemanis. He has nemanis to take on isurim, on chumris on himself. To do a hatofas dambris in front of a bezdin, right? That could be a kula. Why would that be a kula on him? Chavola. Because if he really doesn't need it, and again, he's muhsuk as a ger, right? But he's taking on Hashavya Nafshe Chaticha Disur that he is saying that there are Isurim of a goy on him. Right? So he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. So then we tell him, do Tefillah over again. We're not going to tell him to do Hatovas Damris, because if he really doesn't need the Hatovas Damris, then it's an unnecessary Chavola, right? That's a Nisa De Raisa. And for a person who's Chavol Biatma, he draws blood unnecessarily. So then, that will be an issa of chavola. Nisa also liyadam lachbol biatzmo, and therefore shavya nafshe chaticha disura cannot permit him to do a chavola. He can only permit him and be mechayiv him to do another tefila in bezdin. I'm not so sure about this though, because the issa chavola, the Rambam says that also liyadam lachbol biatzmo. Is only what?
I don't know. He's allowed to be mochel. He's for sure allowed to be.
No. You can't be mochel. You can't be mochel on this. You can be mochel on tashlumin if you're chayvel. Somebody says chavolbi, and he's mochel on the tashlumin. So you're mochel on tashlumin. But on the iser itself, is a big shaila whether you can be mochel. And the halacha is also the adam lachbol viatzmo. You're not allowed to cut yourself unnecessarily.
No.
You mean mala arucha?
If it's going to heal, then it's... No.
Even if it's going to heal, it's still also. It's as long as there's really no purpose in it. It's really no problem. Moshe has a tshuva about donating blood. Is a person allowed to donate blood? Right? So Ramosha says yes, he's allowed to donate blood. Right? And Ramosha says the reason is because the isser is dafka when you do it derech bizoyon, when you're not doing it for a constructive purpose. Thank if God. There's a constructive purpose, right? So then it's going to be mutar. It's a constructive purpose. So so over here I'm not sure. Maybe over here it's constructive. Over here, Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disura, he's saying I'm a goy. So maybe to do a Hatovas Dambris, in case he's really right, although we're not, we have Sol Sofi because he's Muhtzah Kazi Yisrael. But on the other hand, he's saying that he's a goy, so maybe that's considered to be a constructive purpose to do the Hatovas Dabris, because vis-a-vis Atzmo, he's saying I'm a goy. So then go through the Gerus again. So I'm not sure whether that would refute what the Har Tzvi is saying, but that's the Har Tzvi's teretz, that it's only legabe, not legabe any kulis. Okay, the next Gemara is let's just read through quickly the next Gemara. Sunday we're going to talk about the Seder of Mila Tfila, the Taptaisis and Amid Beis. Today I just want to discuss one issue that comes out of the next piece of Gemara. Tana Rabbanan Ger Shabbos Lizgaya Bizman Azeh. Oymim lo Maraisa Shabbosa Lizgaya Iato Yodea Shisrael Bizman Azeh. Devuyim, Dechufim, Schufim, Mitorofim, Yisurim Boim Aleihem. So we try to discourage him, right? Because we're oppressed, we're persecuted. Why do you want to join Klal Yisrael? Interesting, though. You see what I mentioned like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, the Rav, right? That the Rav said that Geirus is not just Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but it's also a Kabbalah of joining Klal Yisrael and joining the fate and the destiny of Klal Yisrael, right? That's how they start off with the Geir. You have to realize that you're joining our destiny, right? And we're always persecuted and oppressed, right? So maybe that will, he'll think twice about doing the Geirus. So that L'chayr is what, even before we mention anything about mitzvahs to him, this is the first thing that's mentioned to the prospective Geir. Imaima yodeani ve'eni kedai mikabli nosa miyad. He says, still I want to do it. Umadi nosa mixas mitzvahs kalas and mixas mitzvahs chamuris. Modino so avon lechet shichur peyo maise oni modino so onshin shel mitzvis amilo heavy yadei shachol bosol lamida zu achal techele viato onus kores chilal te shabbos viato onus skilo veachshu vachal techele vonus kores chilal te shabbos onus skilo shem shem modino so onshin shel mitzvis kam modino so matin schorin amilo heavy yadei shoylam avo eno also yelo latzadikim yisrael bizman hazeh enum yecholim lekabel. As I was reading the bottom of the daf, I realized we skipped the Tosis. So I just have to go back to that, the bottom of Tosis, the Hilchos, and then we'll come back to the whole question of Modino, so Mixas, Mitzis, Kalas, Vechamurus. Right? But we skipped the bottom of Tosis, right? How do we paskin La Halacha? So the Gemara says, Halacha is like Rav Nachman, by Yitzchok. Right? So Tosis says he's not going to be Neman Midin Yaakov because Lidvarecha Akumato, the Iato Neman, right? Ein Edus Liyakum. So you're not Neman to passel your children, right? So Tosis says Mashma Da Alocha Kurab Yehuda De Neman Av Lifsol Bonov De Dachem Mishum De Ein Edus Loivik Chachavim De Yochel Apostlam Velo Kamo Shapirish Rabbein Otam De Ein Alocha Kurab Yehuda El Kishapoisa Lachirim Ayidei Hakores Bechayim. Avo below hakoras bechor lo, v'shiltes beparshas vayeiro nami dikteik mehach deshmaitzin v'chol inyan halacha k'rab Yehuda. Tosis and Bava Basra expands on this Tosis. There's a shita of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag that when we paskin Rab Yehuda, but they limit the situation when we paskin Rab Yehuda, that there's a din of Yakir. The Rabbeinu Tam Bahag hold that when do we paskin Rabbi Yehuda that the father is Neman, the father is Neman to passel his children? Only when it's the result of him saying about one of the children that he's a Bechor, and Mimela, the other children, are going to be passel. Like they hakoras Bechor, then the other children are going to be passel. Like the case where he says the youngest son is a my Bechor, I mean, Mela, the other children are going to be possible.
Could we say maybe that there's no machlokas between Tosfos and Shilta Giborim? Because even Tosfos says that he can't just single the kid out and say this one's not mine.
Right.
Only Mimela.
Right. Because when Tosfos said the mocha for the din of Yakir is that he's nemo to say that his son is a mamzer, right? It's from the fact he says the youngest child is the Bechor. I mean, the other children are not my children, so they are Mamzerim, right? So, what's your first name?
David.
So he wants to say maybe there's no machlokes, the Shulti Gibayim and the Riaz and Tosis. Tosis is talking about a case where he's testifying about his son, the youngest son is a Bechor, and Mimela, implicit in that, the other children are not my children. Right? And Riaz is talking about a case where he's saying directly, this child that you think is the Bechor is really not my child, right? He's a Mamzer, he's not my child at all. Right? So I thought maybe that's a possibility, but then I saw, I didn't have a chance to look up all the Rishonim on it, but in the Encyclopedia Talmudis brings down that according to that there's an across the board machlokes between them. That Tosis would say that the he's Nemon to say the child is not mine, Eino Beni, and therefore he's a Mamza, and the Riaz would say that even if he says the youngest child is the Bechor, right? So he's testifying about a child. My youngest child is a Bechor, Mimela, the other children are not my children, and they're Mamzerim. The Riaz would say he's not going to be Nemon. Because whether you say it directly or you say it indirectly, implicitly, right, they have a machlokes across the board. So, but this is in terms of psak halacha. The Bahagin Rabbi Natam say, we paskin Rabbi Yehuda only in a limited fashion, that when he's saying about a child that he's a Bechor and Mimela, that affects the other children, that they're going to be psulim, that's when we say Yakir and the father is going to be Neman. But not if you say directly, below HaKoras Bechor, when it has to be that you're saying about a child that he's a Bechor, and that Mimela creates a psul on the other children. But otherwise not. Yes.
Even about your own child, like if you say your own child is a Ben Yusha, so we wouldn't believe you according to that?
Right. I don't know. When Tosis asked the Kasha, from this Gemara you see that that's not true. Yeah, from this Gemara it's clearly not true, because the Gemara is saying, Neman ato lifsal atzmachov, yato neman lifsal es bonecho. Right? So, on the only reason why he's not Neman on his children is because he's a goy, because ein edus liyakum. But otherwise, he would have been Neman on children. But it's testifying directly about the children. Now, it's not a testimony that results from bechora. There's a Bahagma Ben Otama saying that only if it results from bechora testifying about a child who's bechor, then it can affect the other children. Here we have a Gemara. It has nothing to do with bechora. And you see, the Gemara wanted to say that there would be a din of Yakir that has absolutely nothing to do with Bechor, that he has a nemonis, a direct nemonis to say that the child is posel. Right? So I don't know if there is a teretz. I would have to look in. Really, the main sugya on this is Kiddushin and Bava Basra. I have to look up the Rishonim over there to see if they have a teretz on this kasha on the Rabbi Natan and Bahag. But it's the same shita, Rabbi Natan and Bahag, that this is the way they paskin la locha, that we paskin Rabbi Yehuda, but in a very limited fashion, only when he's testifying about a child that he's a Bechor, and Mimela will pasel the other children. So maybe over Shabbos I'll get a chance to check that. Okay, so let's just talk a little bit about Hoidos mitzvahs, modin also mitzvahs kalis, or mitzvahs chamuris. So we know that Kabbalah's mitzvahs certainly is ma'akev in the geirus. That's the essence of the geirus, that there has to be Kabbalah's mitzvahs. However, there's a very strange Rambam, that the Rambam in Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam says, Ger shelo bodku achrov, o shelo hodiyuhu ha-mitzis ve-onshon. They didn't tell him the mitzis. Umol v'toval bifnei shloisha hedraitis, arez a ger, afilo noida shvishul dova hum izgaya, even if it has an ulterior motive. Hoyel umol v'toval yotzo michlal goyim. So the Rambam says, you weren't modiyahim the mitzis. And so it's still a gerus. L'chatchila, of course, you have to be modiyah the mitzvah. Rambam himself writes, you're modiyah the mitzvah kalis, examples of kalis, examples of hamuris. And he says, if you didn't do that, as long as you did mila utvila, that's good enough. Yes? Oh, so that's the question. That's the question. The Magid Mishnah says, Ein hodos hamitzvah ma'ake b'di'evet. In Hodos HaMitzvahs Ma'akeh B'di'evet. So is the Magid Mishnah saying in the Rambam that Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is not Ma'akeh B'di'evet? Obviously not. Obviously not. Apparently, and this just before we state the Chemda Shlomo, but this is there's a Nemuke Yosef who says the same thing over here, that the Nemuke Yosef was quoting really a Ritva. That the Mukhe Yosef says, on Modian also, Svara de Rabusa, Shim lo hodio, eino ma'akiv. If they didn't tell him the mitzvahs, it's not ma'akiv. And hochi mashem bepere klal godol. What's the raya from klal godol? That if you didn't tell him the mitzvahs, it's not ma'akiv in the gerus? What's the proof that he brings? It's really the Ritva in Shabbos brings this proof as well. Gemara has a case over there, the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, that if someone did not know about Ikur Shabbos, right? So then, and he's Mechal Shabbos, many Shabbosim, and then he learned about Shabbos, so he has to bring only one korban for all the Shabbosis that he was mechala. So Rav Shmuel say the Amri Tavaya Masnisin. The Mishnah is talking about a case of Tinok Shenishva Levena Nochrim Veger Sheniskaya Levena Nochrim Aval Hikir Levaso Shocha Chayev Al Kol Shabbos VeShabbos. So they qualify that Mishnah only Chayev to bring one Chatos if it's a Tinok Shenishva. Right? He never learned about Shabbos. So all the Shabboses he was Mechalel is one Shoigeg. Or he was a Gershon Nisgayer Lebein HaNochrim. Right? He was Misgayer and he never learned. He was never taught about Shabbos. And he lived amongst Goyim. He never saw Jews keeping Shabbos. Right? He lived in Borneo or in the jungles. And he never learned about the Shabbos. Right? And so then he brings one chatas when he finds out later on that it was mechalal many Shabbos. But shochuach hikol v'asov shochach, right? But if he knew about Shabbos and then he forgot about Shabbos, it was mechalal many Shabbos. So they want to say you have to bring a korban chatas on each and every Shabbos. So Rashi says over there, tinok shenishba v'lo yoda Shabbos me'olam, never heard about Shabbos. So apparently the case of Gershon Yisrael Lebein HaNochim is also a case. Never heard about Shabbos. Was never taught Shabbos. Right? And yet, it's a good gerus. Right? It's a good gerus. So if he didn't learn about Shabbos, Mistom, he didn't learn about Shatnitz, about Macholos Asuris, he didn't learn about other things. Shabbos is that's the main mitzvah that you teach him. I mean, what if you're going to tell him any mitzvahs, what are you going to tell him? You're going to tell him about Shabbos, Kashrus, and Nidu. Shabbos and Mishpacha, like the main mitzvah. I mean, he never heard about the Shabbos. So there never was, he was Megayah, and there never was Hodoas Mitzvahs. There never was Hodoas Mitzvahs. Even though we'll learn later on the examples that the Gemara gives of what are your Modiyah, what's Kalis and what's Chamuris, right? You certainly have to be Modiyah him about Shabbos. And in fact, that's mentioned. Shabbos is, Tchum Shabbos is mentioned. Naomi told Rus about Tchum Shabbos, right? Certainly, there's mention about Lamates Melochis as well on Shabbos. So apparently here you have a case of a Gerus where he never learned, was never taught about Shabbos. And yet, it was a Gerus in Beis Din. Gershon Yisrael Bein HaNochrim doesn't mean that he lived in the society of all Nochrim and didn't have a Beis Din there. Tosis points out over there. Gershon Yisrael Bein HaNochrim Bifnei Shloisha V'lo Hodiyu Mitzvah Shabbos. Right? Without a Beis Din, it's not a Gerus. So it was in front of a Beis Din, but the Beis Din was negligent. They didn't tell him. They weren't modiah him mitzvahs, kalas v'chamuras. And you see, that's the Ryan that Mukhe Yosef brings. That's the Ritva in Shabbos On that Gemara, the Ritva also says, Perish Shekiba Lolo Bifne Shloisha Veniskaya Bifneim El Shalowad Yu Mitzvah Shabbos. She'ein Zem Ma'akiv. My Dos Mitzvah is not Ma'akiv. Muki Yosef is a Talmud of the Ritva. So he's quoting this Ritva. V'holach V'dor Ben Agoyim V'lo Yoda Liyola Mitzvah Shabbos. He says the Ritva in Shabbos says another possibility. He was a Ger Kotten Matvin and also Adas Bezdin. And when he grew up in a non-Jewish society, so he never, when you were Megayah him, when they were the best ones Megayah him, there was no Hodos Mitzvahs by a Ger Kotten, right? And then he grows up and in a non-Jewish society. So these are the two possibilities. But you see that Hodos Mitzvahs is not Ma'akiv. Right? So does that mean that Kabbalah Mitzvahs is not Ma'akiv? So the Chemda Shloime points out, so it's obvious, but it's the Chemda Shloime who really makes this point. The Magen Mishnah himself, before in Halachat Tes, speaks about Kabbalah's mitzvahs. You have to be mekabel mitzvahs in front of best, and Kabbalah's mitzvahs is essential. That's the essence of the Gerus. Right? So what does it mean that Mahodos mitzvahs are not ma'akiv? So the Chemda Shloime says you have to be mechalek between Kabbalah's mitzvahs and Hodos mitzvahs. They're two separate halachas. Right? There's Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Kabbalah's mitzvahs means that he's mikabel upon himself to become a Jew and to be bound by all the mitzvahs min haTorah and the mitzvahs midrabbanan and the minhagim. Right? Just a few weeks ago, I was actually at a gerus when the isha was toivel in the mikvah. So I usually don't sit on that bezdin, the bezdin of gerus, but they asked me to fill in for someone, and I heard exactly what they tell her, and they ask her bishas tvila. They ask her right before she's toivel, right before the gerus toivel, are you mekabel upon yourself all tayyak mitzvahs and all the mitzvahs to rabbon and all the minhagim of klal Yisrael? Right? And she answers, yes, I am mekabel. It's not the first time she said she's been mekabel, but this is the concluding step of the gerus, right? So then they ask her to be mekabel again. So Kabbalah's mitzvahs is certainly ma'akiv, but even if you don't know what the mitzvahs are, you can be mekabel, the tarryag mitzvahs, without knowing what they are. The hoidoas mitzvahs, giving examples of kalis and chamuris and telling about the oinesh, what's the oinesh and the schar for the mitzvahs, that's not ma'akev. But le'olam kabbalas mitzvahs bistam ma'akev, there's a ikar ha-gerus she'nichnas ledas yehudis. That's what gerus is all about. So, Magid Mishnah, the Ritva, the Mukha Yosef, the Rama, they're not saying kabbalas mitzvahs is not ma'akev. They're only saying the hodoas mitzvahs is not ma'akev. Right? So if you didn't tell them, you didn't tell the ger about Shabbos, but he says, I want to become a Jew. Right? And keep the mitzvahs. Not I want to become a Jew because I want to get into Israel. I want to live in Israel. I love Israel. I love Eretz Yisrael. Right? And that's why I want to become a Jew. Right? There's one mitzvah. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's the one. No, I'm the Kabbal. I realize there are Taryag mitzvahs. I don't know what they are. I don't know what they are. But I'm the Kabbal. I commit myself to keep all Taryag mitzvahs. And the mitzvahs, the rabbanan, and the minhagim, whatever I'm obligated to keep, even though you didn't tell them what they are, right? So that's clear what the Magid Mishnah and the Mukhi Yezim mean. It's just very strange to me. How far does this go, right? If a person doesn't really know anything about Judaism, but he hears there are 613 mitzvahs, and he doesn't know that there's Avodah Zorah, he doesn't know any of the basic mitzvahs of Judaism, of the Torah, but he says 613, right? I'm mekabel all 613 mitzvahs, and he doesn't know what it's all about. Because you weren't modiah him, right? You weren't
modiah.
What? Nasa v'nishma. But Nasa v'nishma, all of Klal Yisrael, they were on that madrega that they really meant it. And will that work? Or does he have to know a basic minimum of mitzvahs? He has to know Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Does he have to? If he doesn't know Shabbos Lichayra, that's pretty fundamental. Right? Pretty fundamental. So I don't know exactly. Of course, lechatchila, you have to be modiyah, and lechatchila, when they do geiris today, the geirim, they go through a whole curriculum of what they learn. And I have in the past, I have sat on bote dinim, where they test the geir, and many talmidim in yeshiva would not be able to answer those questions. In Hilchus Shabbos, in Hilchus Brochus, right? Very difficult question. What are the five tenoim for Chazorah? Right? And the Ger rattles it off like that. Five tenoim to do Chazorah on Shabbat. What is Chazorah? What Shehiyah? What are the conditions for Shehiyah and Bishul? And all the basic halachas, and they learn it, and they know it. And Hilchus Brochus, and Hilchus Tefillah, and Kriya Shema, right? And Yontiv, Hilchus Yontiv. So, and besides the Hashkofis, so they do go through a whole program of learning for a year, 2 years, right? But that's on your modiah, not just mixas mitzvahs, your modiah many, many things. But the eved, seems that the haidos mitzvah is not ma'akiv, but of course the kabbalah mitzvah is ma'akiv. And just wondering how far that goes if they don't know anything. They know there's a Jewish religion, there's a Torah that Hashem gave. Of course, they have to know that the Torah, Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and He wants us to keep the Torah. But they don't know what those mitzvahs, the Tarya mitzvahs are, but they say, I want to become a Jew and keep Tarya mitzvahs, because I see Jews, they're wonderful people. I want to be like them. Right? I want to be like them. So, is that, without any hoidor whatsoever, right? Is that, do we say that's a true Kabbalah? That's a real Kabbalah. It's taka nashe v'nishma, that they can be mekabel as an individual, or do we say that there's some basic minimum that they have to know how, you know, what Judaism, a little bit about Judaism. I don't know. And I have to do some research on that. Okay. So Sunday, in Yitz Hashem, what I want you to do for Sunday is, it's a long davening Sunday. Slichas. So you probably won't be able to start, but there's no breakfast on the other hand. But you won't be able to start till a little bit later. But we'll have shir probably about 12 o'clock, for an hour, and then Rabbi Graydon speaking, and then we'll dive in mincha. So what I want you to do for Sunday is finish up the Gemara to the two dots and do the top tosis matbila no somiyad. Very, very important tosis. This is a very, very big sugya. The seder of mila and tefila, right? And do the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Mukhe Yosef on this, because there's really a lot here. Okay? Good Shabbos.
Much of you.
Why doesn't the Ramban discuss Kabbalah mitzvahs?
What?
Why doesn't the Ramban discuss Kabbalah
mitzvahs? That's what Gavis is.
So is not, I mean, like a lot of them are very
basic studies.
He talks about the mindset. David's asking a good question, and maybe we'll get into this next week. The Rambam doesn't mention ever Kabbalah mitzvahs. Doesn't say that part of the Geirus is you have to be Mekabal mitzvahs, and the Beis Din asks him, are you Mekabal mitzvahs? Right? Why doesn't he do that? Why doesn't he mention it? In the Geirus, he should say there's Kabbalah mitzvahs, Mila, Tvila, and Hatzoyas Dom.
The Gemara doesn't mention
it. Right? Gemara doesn't mention it either. So I think it's the same answer. That's gamers. We know that.
But isn't that why there's that order? When he first comes, you say Malrais, right? What do you see? And then the first thing we tell him is that there's problems, like you're gonna have like the whatever. And then we don't make him a ger until after we tell him those things.
Well, yeah, we tell him those things. Yeah. And then the Gemara does say Im Kibel Olav, he was mekam. The Gemara used that lashon. Im Kibel Olav, he was mekam. After we told him the mitzvahs. Right? Im kibbel olav. Does it say?
Yes, the Gemara meant it.
Does it say?
It's not like I want to be ger okay, ger and now through the mitzvos. It's I want to be a ger through the mitzvos.
You're there. No, it doesn't say kibbel. It says you're there ani. Right? I know that we'll be persecuted. Any kedayim mekablin also, and then bismana any mecholim.
I'll try to put the
Kibel, then it says Kibel. Kibel, if he's Mikabel, all of these things, Modin also, Molim also Miyad. So it does says say Kibel. If he's Mikabel, the mitzvahs, it says it. But the Rambam doesn't. The Rambam doesn't.
Yes, I upload.
She is going to be what? Say them? Eight o'clock. I'm the Baal Tefillin.
Oh,
so 8:20.
What?
8:20. Not 8:20. It's going to be the 8 o'clock meeting. The 8 o'clock meeting, but it's probably be an hour and a half down.
Could even Shana say that it's a constructive purpose of the emotions?